The lesson this morning is entitled Easter, Human Holiday, Not Holy Day. Some ask, why is it that we do not have special Easter services? Don't we believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Don't you want to honor Him for that great and blessed event? If you would, notice with me what Easter is to many people. To Christendom, or the religious society at large, who claim to be a Christian, Easter is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. However, belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the celebration of Easter are not the same. Early Christians firmly believed in the resurrection of Christ Jesus. The Bible says that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 4. Now, if Christ be preached that He rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain, reads 1 Corinthians 15, verses 12 through 14. The biblical text goes on to say, yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished, if in this life only. We have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 15 through 20, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justifications, reads Romans 4 and verse 25. But Easter celebration was unknown to the early Christians of the first century. Yes, early Christians firmly believed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the first day of the week worship honors the resurrection of Christ. Notice these few biblical passages. Now, when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom He had cast seven devils, reads Mark 16 and verse 9. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, reads Acts 2 and verse 1. The Bible says that Jesus, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that He should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning Him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for He is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rise in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me speak freely unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God hath sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruits of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses, reads Acts 2, 24 through 32. Peter said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord Acts 2:36. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, the same day that they were added unto them about 3,000 souls, reads Acts 2:41, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, Acts 2:47. Concerning the spiritual practice of remembering the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection through the Lord's Supper, which was not a physical meal, the Bible says it was upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread. Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight, reads Acts 20 and verse 7. A question that all should ask themselves is, Easter from heaven or from men? That same question was asked regarding the subject of circumcision in Mark 21:25, but still a valid question regarding the tradition of Easter. Consider with me some thoughts concerning the history of Easter as a religious holiday. Notice the origin of the name Easter or Eostre. In the past, there were various pagan spring festivals celebrated by different cultures. One of the most significant influence on the human tradition of Easter is the Anglo-Saxon pagan festival of Eostre, dedicated to the spring goddess Eostre, whose symbols were the hare and the egg, representing fertility and rebirth. Some customs associated with Easter, such as the Easter bunny and egg hunts, originated from these pagan traditions. Easter represents the convergence of several Jewish and pagan festivals and modifies them as a Protestant Christian tradition. For example, Lent means spring and is borrowed from the Feast of Weeks and Passover. The Catholic Church enforced observance of Lent about 800 AD. Ash Wednesday begins the 40-day Lenten season. Palm Sunday is the last Sunday before Easter and the beginning of the so-called Holy Week. I say so-called because it is not found in Scripture. It also began to be practiced in the 4th century. Maundy Thursday, or Holy Thursday, is the foot-washing ceremony which commemorated what Jesus did to his apostles the night before his crucifixion. It began to be practiced in the 4th century and is the Thursday before Easter. Good Friday, originally referred to as God's Friday, and is the Friday before Easter Sunday. According to human tradition, Good Friday refers to the day of Jesus' crucifixion and marks the culmination of Jesus' earthly ministry and the beginning of the Easter Triduum, which is a period of 3 days and includes Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. Holy Saturday is a day of waiting and anticipation, symbolizing the time between Jesus' death and crucifixion. Finally, Easter Sunday is celebrated as Christ's Day of Resurrection. In AD 325, the Council of Nicaea set that date to the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. Now, the problem with Easter is the lack of Scripture, the lack of Bible authority, which means it was from men and not from heaven. The Bible says that the spirit of lawlessness was already at work in the first century. Read 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 12. Easter is a man-made religious holiday. As Paul was afraid for the adoption of other days and times by Christians, we should be also. Paul said, "I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we," that is the apostles of Christ in the first century, "or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. That's pretty strong language. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Reads Galatians 1, 6 through 10. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Ye observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Reads Galatians chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. And so Paul warns them to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, or the bondage of sin, Galatians 5:1. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love, reads Galatians 1:5 through 6. To borrow from the language of Paul, one might rightly say that in Christ the human tradition of Easter does not availeth anything. Paul goes on to say, ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Reads Galatians 5, verses 5 through 7. The problem with Easter is the lack of Bible authority. The world does not dictate to the Lord's church when the resurrection will be celebrated. The early church did not wait until the next year's Passover. The Bible says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers, Acts 2:42. Nor did the early church wait until Passover to celebrate the significance of his death. The early church acted under the authority of Christ to celebrate the blessings of his death each and every first day of the week. God the Father hath put all things under his feet, that's Christ, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, reads Ephesians 1 and verse 22. It was upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Acts 20 and verse 7, and that break bread is what they call a synecdoche, that represents a part of the whole. It is, the context is speaking of spiritual things, and that is referencing the Lord's Supper. The priests that offered gifts according to the old law, they served unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, that is, spiritual things. As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed unto thee. And we should as well do all things according to the biblical pattern that was revealed unto us. Paul said, whatsoever you do in word, that is teaching, or deed, that is practice, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him, reads Colossians 3:17. To do something in the name of the Lord Jesus is to do it by his authority. Read Acts 4 and verse 7, Matthew 28 and verse 18. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men, Colossians 2, 20 through 22. Jesus said regarding some, this people draweth nigh to me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Matthew 15, 8 and 9. Easter is calling on the name of the Lord without His approval. The Bible says that God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases parted from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth." And there were seven sons, one of Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Reads Acts 19, verses 11 through 17. May we learn from the things written aforetime by remembering the mistakes of the vagabond Jews, and by the mistakes of the sons of Aaron when they did that which God commanded them not. Leviticus 10, 1 through 3. In closing, the Lord's church will continue to celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus just as strongly this Sunday as next Sunday. From the Old Testament, remember the Sabbath, Exodus 20, 8 through 10, meant each and every Sabbath. Likewise, in the New Testament, breaking bread on the first day of the week, Acts 20 and verse 7, to remember our Lord's death till He comes, 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 33, means each and every first day of the week. God forbid that we let it become only an annual tradition. You know, the Bible says that all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Romans 6, 3 through 5 tells us that that is accomplished in the likeness of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ Jesus. The text says, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection." If you have a spiritual need, the Lord invites you and we await to assist you. We ask you to come now while together we stand and sing.
There's a fountain.